Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
December 18th, 1967, the first letter. I am sure some of my diary entries and letters home will not always perfectly match up. As any police officer will tell you, the memories and reality get confused, especially when you purposely leave information out or choose to mislead when writing home. John is my brother.
December 18th, 1967. Dear family, while I've been here in Vietnam for a week, I still haven't written. It hasn't really been because of neglect. I just have been unable because of all kinds of crazy reasons. Today is the first day that I have been with my gear and still have to relax. So far, I find this place most enjoyable. The weather is perfect, mid-80s during the day and in the low 60s at night. I'm stationed aboard an air-conditioned ship, but find it just as comfortable sleeping on the boat. The boat is some machine. You guys wouldn't believe the amount of variety in guns. The boat's name is Delta Queen. The last 2 weeks have been most interesting. That last week at Mare Island was something else, and the last weekend with Stephanie was most enjoyable. Oh, by the way, I gave her my green sweater to save for me and a couple of shirts. I think she might be coming by sometime after Christmas. If and when she does, I told her she could use my pea coat for a year, and she could have any of my shirts in the closet. I got the chance to see Saigon during the daytime and at night. What a town. From Saigon, we flew to Dong Tam. I don't really know exactly where that's at, but it is south of Saigon. The plane's landing is something to remember. It landed on a helicopter landing strip, and the pilot was scared of being trapped in a firefight, so it was a very fast landing. I could be coming home sometime around the 10th of December, but that's a while off yet. Would you please help me spread my address around? Like, put it in the church bulletin? And John, be sure to give it to any pretty girl you know or meet, or just happen to pass by. I can't think of anything for you to send me, but if you do, don't feel shy about sending it. Well, I gotta go now and write about a dozen letters. Bye for now. Love, Tom.
So, to be a mom, or in my case, a wife, receiving letters from your loved one who's been sent overseas is a cherished moment. I should say moments, because you read it over and over. But you touch the paper, you know that they touched. You see that recognized penmanship, and it's often hard to read because, you know, penmanship wasn't necessarily, you know, men's
and mine particularly.
Gift.
Mine particularly.
Right. But then you take in the contents of the letter and you're so hopeful. So what was it like for you to receive letters from home?
To die for. Mm. I at times would actually get a guilt feeling that I didn't write back, not only just home, but to others as I probably should have. But to receive mail. For those who are in service, you know, you don't have to be in the service. For those who are away from home, to receive mail from the home front is encouraging. Typically, people don't write you about the horrible things going on. Mm-hmm. They tend to write about the better
right.
things. So it's neat to keep informed and know what's going on. Anytime we came in from an operation, somebody went first to get the mail before anything else. Didn't matter how dirty we were, how dirty the boat was, how banged up the boat was or we were, mail was the most important thing mm-hmm. to get.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very important. All of you out there, write people if you can.
There is something about having something tangible. I mean, email's great, you know, it's great to hear from people. Phone calls, well, we don't even do that. It's really more text.
Right, but you know,
but there's something about
the tangible part really strikes home, because I mentioned at the beginning of this book, this was written 47 years after occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
The driving force of the memories were the written letters home that I sent Mom that she had kept, that Dad handed to me upon her death many years ago that I just kind of tucked away. They're important. Mm-hmm. They're important. In fact, all the letters that I wrote home, Mom kept later, and we'll talk about it a little bit in the book, but I started making a little recording tapes, the little 3-inch reel-to-reel tapes, and they were also sent home, and Mom also kept those. All of that has been packaged up and is now at the University of Chapman in the city of Orange, California, as part of their collection of war letters.
Wow.
And that's where they belong, because eventually they would have just got lost in the shuffle and probably thrown into the trash because nobody knew what they were.
Sure.
So they're in the right place, and that's a neat feeling.
But
they were used as the base for this book.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.